I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember Nelson?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
Okay, I'm going to let Barb go ahead with this. I'm just going to do a little preamble about this is a plan that was done in 2015, and if it hadn't been for Lakeshore Community Club, we would have probably never known about it, but Lauren Landis contacted us and wanted to know if we were interested in adopting it so that they could get grants and that they would do the matching fund because you have to have matching, and she would help with getting the grants. And so, anyway, we were a little bit blindsided by this because we hadn't seen it. And so the grant actually went to King County. And King County, along with Aaron Nix, that was our natural resources director at the time, developed this plan. But then he left. And none of the directors ever knew that he was working on this. So, anyway, I think it's a good plan. I've looked it over, and so I just think that we need to adopt it so we can get some grants so that we can make some improvement to the invasive weeds in Lake Sawyer. And so Barb's going to kind of run you through it if you have any questions.
Yeah, we obviously won't go through page by page here, but really the high point in this document is, well, first of all, it was developed with a steering committee with, you know, public process and all that. And in the end, it did get adopted by the county and approved by Ecology. What we know that the lake has weed problems. And the plan goes through to identify what kind of weeds are the problem. And then it's the whole thing is to lay out this program, basically, for having a more comprehensive way to eradicate the weeds. So the benefit of this is that you have...
What page are you on?
Well, I'm just kind of the management goals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of like skipping through
six
and management goals. Just kind of tells you what I just said, the species they identified is... This is a way to effectively eliminate them.
Question. Did they not just identify the weeds, but cause the weeds proliferation? So is there an opportunity for us to change something about why the weeds are growing instead of...
No, because you don't want to mess with the natural pH and, you know, the water quality. So you've got the water quality mm-hmm. side of this, too.
No, but I wondered if it's like the excessive weeds is because of... Extra phosphorus in the water or things like that, or too much sunlight, that kind of thing, because the trees have been pulled away from the
right
shore, that kind of thing.
It does not go into that side of it, into the science of...
Well, it's more kind of a reactive, the weeds are
right.
Here, how do we deal with it?
How do we deal with it? And how do you deal with it over the long haul? But yes, we've got the shoreline plan, the Shoreline Management Act, and that really gets down to sort of the science of the... the things that we need to do in policy and regulation to maintain the health and the water quality in the lake. Things like, you know, habitat and lake functions and things. And that's the plan where you find that. Exactly. Yeah. And so this is really more like a program. It lays out the program for how do you got this issue with these weeds, so what do you do about it? And it goes through and talks about all the different kinds of weeds and the things like that. But on page 42, it talks about the permit. So the reason, the benefit of having a plan to eradicate the weeds, and this is sets out a five-year management plan, is that right now lake owners are coming in individually and taking permits out to do their own little site weed removal, and that's number one, it doesn't really work because you know that they're going to come back.
Where
you can only, and then the other thing is that it's not really as ecological, because then you don't have as much control over what's being used, how is it being applied, and all that. So that's probably to us in terms of the wanting to make sure that not just the benefit to the people around the lake, but as you know, getting rid of weeds is important in the lake. These noxious weeds do affect the water quality, the fish habitat, the oxygen, and all that. So there's that environmental piece, too. And so then being able to address it at a higher level than site-specific permits, this is actually going to be better for the lake. And so then if you go to the page 47, they actually, and although these are old costs, you know, they're saying, all right, it's a five-year plan. Ultimately, it's going to be about, you know, $58,462 to do it, which we know would probably be more. But this was supposed to set up the ability to go out and get the grants that King County offers to do it. So you'd know how much.
Would it be done by the county or by the city?
No, it would be done by a private.
Okay.
Yep. And so so then who initiates it? And that was probably, I suspect, one reason why it sort of got done and adopted and just didn't go anywhere, because there was nobody that was taking the lead on, like, yep, we're going to go after the grants and we're going to take the lead on going out for a contractor to do this. They still have to get permits, the contractor does, but that initiation piece obviously was not there. And we, the city, have talked to the Lakeshore Community Club as the likely initiators to go out and do this work. Yeah.
Is there any concern that this is about a five-year-old study or program and lots has changed in that period of time?
I called Ecology and talked to them, and also talked to the King County, the department. I don't remember all their departments, but yeah. And anyway, I said, well, let me ask you this. Do we need to update this? And they said no, they didn't. They thought that the plan was just still fine and viable. So, I mean, because it doesn't get into how much it just these weeds still live there in the lake, these types of weeds. Yeah.
Is there any difference in treatment? I mean, I see a lot of glyphosate, which has been studied extensively during this exact period of time.
Yes, that's true.
And that chemical is considered
cancer.
I mean, maybe not in the highest levels, but at the medium levels, it is considered a very cancer-causing, frightening kind of a chemical. And so, I mean, I just see glyphosate, glyphosate in here. I'm like, ah.
So it does go through different treatment options.
Yeah.
So in answer to your question, it's all in the permit issuer's hands to look at the treatment options. The treatment that's being proposed in the permit review process, and whether or not we accept that type of treatment, or we come back and say, no, we would prefer that you use this type of treatment.
So I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but the people in the boot that now call themselves the North Cove actually were okayed by the Department of Ecology to use a chemical on the lily pad. And it was supposed to be non-toxic, non-invasive, but the lily pads would eventually die down, and then the people that lived on the waterfront raked them up and put them on their dock and let them dry out and put them in their yard waste. And it was not, I mean, I don't know what the chemical was that they used. I don't remember.
But a
bunch of them got together and paid $600 or $700 or whatever it is a piece, and $500 or $600 a piece, and hired this company to come in and do that. And then they all participated, I think, in raking up the lily pads after they kind of went down. But, you know, there's all kinds of ways to get rid of lily pads without having to use chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
You can just pull them up. That's what I do at my house. Just pull them out.
You put on your scuba
No, I just swim over to them because they're usually in shallow water. I just swim over to them, wrap my arm around them, pull them out, put them on the dock, and then...
We need to get that on our Instagram.
No.
So I guess one thing I was wondering about was, with the removal of species, is there anything that ecology has determined in the meantime, or the Department of Ecology, either at the state level or anything with county, that they've determined is no longer a good idea or no longer feasible? If there's any new legislation that's passed that said, actually, we don't want to use this anymore, or there's more of a popular drug of choice?
Well, when I asked the woman from ecology, you know, is this still plan still okay? And she said, yes, she thought it was.
And each of those are going to have to go for permits anyway, right?
Right.
Each effort, right?
Well, it'll be one effort. So basically, instead of a bunch of little permits, now you're going to have one big permit come in.
Right.
But yes, it's so it would have to, so whatever they're proposing, so the shoreline exemption, the city's permit, but then also you still have the state permit, the HPA permit. So I don't know, because this isn't kind of in my area of expertise about, you know, but it's probably like you have all the MSD, MTN.
Material data safety sheet.
Thank you. Material data. Yes, sheets.
MSDS,
yeah. Yeah. You have that all on there, and it's possible that some of these things aren't on the market anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, somebody couldn't propose to use it because they wouldn't be able to get it anyway.
Because I could see it getting more stringent
yeah.
over the time from
yeah.
2014 till now.
It probably. I think there probably are things that have been. I mean, in the.
But I mean, in 5 years, it hasn't changed a lot.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that the treatments and everything have changed a lot, or King County wouldn't have suggested that we adopt the plan.
Mm-hmm.
King County is still using this.
Well, there's that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for to take it for what it is, but yeah.
But it just gives the yeah. people that live on the lake an opportunity to get grants and do the matching funds that the city doesn't have and it isn't in our budget.
Mm-hmm.
And do some of this weed control that, I mean, even if they don't do it all at once, they just do, you know, the lily pads or whatever, because most people don't realize that those are invasive weeds and they're
right.
not natural to them.
We're just used to them now, so
yeah,
we don't even see them, and they're pretty.
And
yeah.
my great nieces just love going out in the boat, reaching down and picking the flowers off.
It's so cute.
Cattails.
But then the other thing that I was thinking about when I was copying this is how useful these appendices, the best management practices as handouts, just to have. I mean, I think that's probably what they were developed to be. It's like, oh, you know, you want to know what to do about your milfoil here. Here's
yeah.
a handout. So, yeah. So,
cut all these weeds out.
You're supposed to put them in their yard waste.
Yeah,
to
so you put them someplace
compost.
To dry. So mm-hmm. if you have a dock, you put them on your dock. And I don't know if they're going to get a barge. I mean, there's many barges in the lake or floats or whatever, how they would do it. Because we have several large barges that we use for the fireworks. And so I don't know if they would collect them that way, bring them into shore. And then you dry them out before you put them.
Well, I was thinking with the community garden over there by Mama's old place, maybe they could soak them up and use them for compost.
Maybe if they don't put those chemicals on them.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, but that takes like a little, I think you're talking about the industrial composting, where it goes into like the facilities that like is used in King County.
Compost.
Yeah, Cedar Grove, because it does take a while to break down, especially if it's a foreign plant that's going into the garden.
Well, plus if whatever they use has any residual value.
Right.
If they do use a chemical and it has a residual
yeah,
value, you're going
to,
yeah.
To do it, right.
Right.
If they just kind of go out with
right.
a big chopper thing.
Yeah, right? But that would be the contractor's responsibility. You would want to make sure that you're when you're conditioning their approval that they dispose of it properly.
Well, what
yeah.
I was thinking was a lot of times those folks, I know, charge for disposal of
uh-huh.
their stuff.
Yeah.
And if we could find an opportunity to have a partnership here in the city, with like the Kiwanis for their community garden or something
oh.
like that, and have them drop there, then they don't have to pay to take them somewhere else. I don't think they wouldn't get charged to take it to Cedar Grove, but they would.
I mean, your yard waste cost,
yeah,
right. Your bin cost, but I mean, I wouldn't think that this disposal would be a huge part of the cost.
Right. Yeah. It's just I was just wondering if there was an opportunity to partner with Aquinas, do a little good here, there.
Mm-hmm. Right, have you so where are we at with the process? Are we going to be like doing like requests for it at this point, or like?
No, what we were just really trying to do is get the resolution and get this plan adopted to be implemented. And then in conversation with the Lake Sawyer Community Club, they're very interested in going to apply for the grant and going out and trying to...
So I was going to work with Lake Sawyer Community Club and King County and try to figure out what that process is going to be, because he wants to come in and explain to us how to do the grant. So... and Barb will be included like in the first meeting, but I kind of want to pull her out because she's so busy, right? So I'm going to try to help administer it with Lauren Landis. And I think we can do that. King County has indicated that they would not have a problem working with the community club.
Go ahead.
Is the discussion to hire a company that specializes in this, or to have volunteers from the community club, or what would be the process?
I'm sure that the plan is to get a grant so that they can have the entire program, like the original budget is to have the whole thing done.
So that means
hiring somebody,
you hire a contract to do the whole
thing. And there's like a 5-year monitoring too. So this is kind of a 5-year program, because some of these weeds take 5 years. Like the knotweed to get rid of. But, it is interesting if you go to, since we started talking about the costs associated with the budget they came up with on page 47, is they actually don't have disposal, but they do have the outreach and notification, because obviously you have to do that if you're going to do any spraying of chemicals, the monitoring, the permitting, printing.
And the Lake Shore Community Club has a list of most of the residents.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a database that the city, doesn't have. So they have a much better outreach program than we do. And they have a way of going around and know what all the dock members are associated with, all the addresses. And when there is any kind of an event going on, they go and deliver stuff to everybody's house.
So, I don't even know. It's A16 on your paper. It just talks about permits. And then it says cost, like $130 for the average waterfront lot for a hired commercial puller.
It's an appendix.
Up to $5,000 a day for a long day with two divers and a boat.
You're in 816.
So it just talks about Department of Fish and Wildlife requires a hydraulic project approval permit for all projects. So how much do you think would it be, like $30,000, $20,000 to do the lake? And what would be the...
I think that's for using cutting.
Yeah, but I think anything you do on the lake, you got to have, obviously, a permit and okay for ecology. So what do you think the cost is to get out there and do that,
and we go out for the grant? Page 47.
Yeah.
So it says in 2015 it would have been $58,000, and today who knows what that budget is. So the whole idea is they can go out and find a contract. They can go out
and get the grants.
Figure the budget and get the grants, and we won't have to do that.
But I can see that their permitting estimate is off, the cost of the permits, because they only estimated in this $415 for the permit. Yeah, but our shoreline exemption permit is $308. I mean, it's $400 just for the city. I don't know what an HPA costs. It's not a lot, like $100 or something. So, I mean, obviously this isn't, this is just an estimate.
Yeah.
So, just to clarify, are we talking about committing city funds?
No.
Right.
So this would be a combination of grant funds and private party funds.
Right, and we aren't even at this time talking about the acceptance of any grant funds Or you know, we're just talking about adopting the plan.
If we don't adopt this plan, we can't even apply.
Right.
And the grants can go to the city.
That's something we need to find out about with the county, whether or not the lake, eligibility.
So clarify that again.
Okay.
So we passed this.
And it's just adopting the plan.
Adopting the plan.
Right.
And the Lake Surrey Community Club,
along with you, is
in control of it.
Right.
And then they go out for all the grants. But we could, as a city, go out for grants as well. Or not.
There's just one grant pot of money that covers this,
and
so really what we don't know about the grant process is whether or not Lake Sawyer Club is eligible on their own as an organization, or whether or not the eligibility has to be joined with the city. We don't know that yet.
Without adopting this, the city can't participate.
So I would think that it would make more sense that the city would be the sole in charge.
Probably will be, because he indicated when I talked to Chris from King County that we would probably have to administer the grant, which I'm perfectly happy doing.
Yeah, sure.
I just don't want to have city staff work on this because we don't have it in our budget.
Correct. Yeah.
And also there's the match. There's a 50% match.
So a 50% match, and the Lake Sawyer Community Club has deep pockets right now. So that's less
that deep.
Well, they're a lot deeper than they were when I was on board a few years ago.
The city to legitimize it, get the permits so that these other organizations can go on and do their thing.
Yes, that is correct.
Mayor?
Yes.
This is a five-year plan. Mm-hmm. So is this a five-year grant, or is this a get a grant every year for 5 years, or how does that work?
That is a great question. I don't know.
Have any idea.
Usually these kinds of grants are it's a two-year biennium, so that's a really good question.
And so if you have received the grant for, call it, those 2 years, does that help qualify you? I mean, I know this. It's a rhetorical question. If you're already working on this project and then you apply again for the next 2 years, would it give you priority?
Generally speaking, anytime you apply for a grant and get a grant and working on a project, then you are
kind of
far more likely to get the grant the next year or whatever.
It would kind of be a shame to start, work hard for a year or two, and then be cut off.
Yeah.
And then just have all that work.
They would do that. They don't like to give grants and then say, oh, we're sorry, we're going to get some money to somebody else.
But if you look at page 48, it does talk about 921, about the fund that we're talking about. It's Ecology's Aquatic Weeds Management Fund, and this Hope that Ecology, well, it doesn't give us a heck of a lot of information there, but
priority
talks about
order.
Mm-hmm, the matching funds. Responsibility and in kind, long-term sustainability. In the absence of the grant, reevaluate funding. Yeah, it doesn't really give us enough detail about the actual grant program.
We're meeting with King County, and if you need more information or need to get up to date on it, I can certainly share that with you. But right now, the focus of this meeting.
So this will be on the agenda
for next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay. I was just going to say, is there any downside to adopting the plan? I mean, all you're doing by adopting the plan
is
saying you can all sponsor it as the city, but we're not committing funds.
Right.
Committing resources to administer a grant if one such.
It's
kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it similar to our capital improvement plan? If it's not on the plan, you can't do it. Our transportation improvement plan, if it's not on the plan, you can't do it. This is our integrated aquatic vegetation management plan. If it's not on the plan, you can't do it. Sure. I'm never going to memorize that.
Christiana.
So this is going to be kind of, I mean, maybe this isn't going to be the best worded question, but I am curious when we're talking about priorities for like our drainage systems around the lake, how this project might impact or be impacted by any improvements to, say, some of the, I guess,
not like the culvert work?
Like the culvert work around the lake, yes.
How would it might impact it?
I mean,
there's
just
no,
there's no relation, do we think?
No.
Okay.
No. But I do want to say that, you know, as a long-range planner and person that takes to heart when we adopt plans, we're what we're signaling is like this is our policy. Mm-hmm. We're saying that it is important to us by adopting this plan to have a comprehensive, thought-out weed control for Lake Sawyer. Mm-hmm. You know, and if that's what you, you know, that's you're setting that policy by
sure.
doing. Yeah.
Have you ever seen me that?
And especially, I think,
so I'd also say, you know, we have other lakes in the city. Mm-hmm. So I would say that this is also covers that, not
no,
just Lake
it
Sawyer.
Doesn't.
But
no.
It doesn't. So it just covers Lake Sawyer. So we'd have to come back if at any time we wanted to take care of our other lakes that were getting over.
Right.
We'd have to come back and adopt a plan specifically for Lake 12.
For managing that vegetation, yeah. That's
and,
a really
and
good
they
point.
And they would have to do a study like this that took a year.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah. It was a lot of work, too.
That's interesting, because you wouldn't think that you would have to do several different plans.
Well, but the vegetation is going to be different. Yeah.
And
the
grant
is going to be specific to one lake.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So then you'll have a resolution for Thursday to adopt the IAVMP, as we're calling it.
I'm assuming the Lake Sawyer folks are all on board with
this.
Kind of looking that way.
You know, they'll be able to see that and if, at your meeting,
yeah.
be able to get up and speak
they,
to it if they wish.
Was there public comment on this back in 2015?
Public,
no, it's never been in front of the public.
It was
no,
only
it's been buried in
there was a steering committee that put it.
It's already been adopted by the county and
right.
the state, right?
Yeah.
So all we're doing is really saying, yeah, we found this in the closet, we need to adopt it so you guys can get to grant.
So it was
right.
brought to Lake Sawyer by Aaron Nix.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, King County got the grant and asked if Aaron Nix wanted to participate.
So Lake Sawyer.
And then there was the steering committee included, like, his residents of Lake Sawyer. And I know all of them except for one, and none of them ever mentioned to me that they were working.
So that's what I was just going to say is that it went to Lake Sawyer Community Club. 50 people showed up at the meeting. They said, who wants to be on the advisory committee?
Probably.
So people raised their hand.
Yeah, that's probably
how
it did.
Yeah.
But one thing, you know, that the whole on Thursday is you'll have the resolution and it will be in the packet and people that do want to come up and comment before you adopt it, they're going to have that opportunity. It won't be on the consent agenda.
Does it need a public hearing?
No.
No, because it's a resolution.
Yeah. It's just policy.
Yeah.
So Lake Sawyer Community Club recently had their annual meeting. Was this discussed at that meeting?
Yeah, it was.
And that it had to be adopted by the city before they did. And they talked about matching funds and that they were willing to be the one that
right.
looked for the grant.
So my point is on that, if this has been discussed at Lake Sawyer Community Club, which is, you know, several hundred
right.
residents of the lake.
And it was probably 100 people.
Right. So what I would suggest is that we at least telegraph or notify
well,
the community club so that they can make a point that this is going to be
so
a discussion.
I'm gonna meet with Lauren and I are going to meet with King County.
But I mean for our...
For Thursday.
Resolution meeting so
well,
we can have public comment.
Yeah, I can send Lauren a letter,
okay.
ask her if she'll send that, you know, blast that out to the Lake Sawyer,
yeah.
the people on her
careful
list.
What you wish for, we may have 300 3-minute public comments, but I think that would be
we can
beneficial.
Close the meeting at 9 o'clock.
I just think that would be beneficial to see from the community that's most closely affected what those comments
are. So in the paperwork, it states that there was 50 people that showed up. And at the meeting is when they asked who wants to be on the tour.
Uh-huh.
And six people said yay. One married couple and then the rest said yay. So that's how many people were there.
Yeah. So, but we'll do that. And it may be even interesting because, like, the Kevin Doctor and I don't remember the other
Ken,
thank you, the other group that got together a couple years ago and they went through that. I mean, it was kind of a lengthy permit process for them to be able to get to be able to get that permission to spray. And they'll probably be like, yes, we don't have to deal with that again.
It's definitely an issue on the lake.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the center of the lake. There's, I mean, the weeds are coming up to the surface in the summer.
Well,
oh, yeah, the food
in the
is.
South end of the lake, between the islands and the shoreline, all the islands and the shoreline have lily pads.
I think before we vote on this, we should get the police to take us out on the boat and give us a tour.
This time of the year?
We have the, okay, this is totally off topic, but.
Lake, but I can take you out to
So we have